Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. This time, we're going deep on lead generation for B2B accounting.
Absolutely. I'm excited to dig into all this research and share some real, actionable strategies.
Yeah, so, I mean, we've got tons of notes and research here, and we're going to break it all down. Everything from content marketing to AI and how to use all these different tools to specifically attract accounting professionals.
So many great ideas.
But before we get ahead of ourselves, there's something really fundamental that we have to establish about lead generation.
I'm listening.
Not all leads are created equal.
That is the truth. I mean, you've got your MQLs, your SLs, your SQLs. Knowing the difference between those is huge. It can really change the game.
Exactly. So before we even talk tactics, maybe we should just like define some terms for our listeners. What exactly is a B2B accounting lead? Who are we talking about here?
So when we talk about B2B accounting leads, what we mean is any business or professional who potentially needs accounting products or services.
Okay, so that could be a lot of different people.
It really could. It could be someone who's like a solo entrepreneur just starting out, you know,
yeah,
all the way up to like a giant multinational corporation.
Right.
You know, we're talking about like corporate accountants, CPA firms, tax consultants, financial planners, really the whole range.
So that's a pretty broad spectrum, right?
Definitely.
So how does knowing the difference between those lead types, the
yeah,
MQLs, SLs, SQLs, how does that actually help our listener generate more of the right leads?
So it's all about being efficient, right? Like you wouldn't treat a random website visitor the same way that you would treat like a CFO who's asking you for a proposal.
Makes sense.
Knowing where a lead falls in that buyer's journey, that's like the key to having really efficient marketing and sales.
Okay, so can you break down like what each of those lead types actually mean?
Okay, so think of it like a funnel. You're trying to,
yeah,
you know, guide those leads towards becoming clients, right?
Yeah.
So let's say you're doing a webinar on, I don't know, tax strategies for e-commerce businesses, and someone registers. They come to your webinar, they download like your guide that you offer. That person's an MQL, they've shown some interest.
Okay, so they're kind of in the beginning of the funnel.
They are, but they're not necessarily ready for like a sales pitch yet. Now, if that same person decides to schedule a call to talk to you about your services, then they've moved down the funnel, right? Now they're in a sale.
Oh, okay, so they're more engaged at that point.
Yeah, they're sales qualified, they're like ready to talk about sales. And then finally, when they're at the point where they're evaluating proposals and they're ready to, you know, maybe sign on the dotted line, that's when they become a SQL.
Got it. So recognizing where someone is in that process is super helpful because it lets you tailor your approach.
Exactly. It's all about like working smarter, not harder.
Makes sense. So speaking of working smarter, let's talk about content marketing.
Oh, yeah.
I see that highlighted a lot in the research. It seems like everyone's saying content is king, but like, what does that even look like for an accounting firm? I mean, we're not exactly selling the latest fashion trends here.
Well, it's not about being flashy, right? It's about being an expert. It's about building trust.
Okay, so what kind of content specifically?
I think blog posts maybe on like the new tax law changes, or you could do like an ebook on financial planning for startups.
Okay.
Webinars maybe on choosing accounting software.
I see.
It's all about giving people the information they need, right? So that they see you as a leader in the industry.
Gotcha. So it's less about just blatant self-promotion and more about providing genuine value that makes potential clients think, hey, these guys know what they're doing.
Yeah, exactly. It's like you're giving them a free sample, right? You're letting them see how good your work is before they even hire you.
So when you pair that valuable content with a strong SEO strategy, you're essentially making it easier for those people who are already looking for accounting services to find you.
Exactly. You're casting a net out there.
Okay, so let's talk about SEO. I feel like a lot of people hear those three letters and just their eyes glaze over.
Mm.
It can sound kind of intimidating. Can you break it down in a way that's super simple? Like, so that even somebody who barely knows the difference between like a spreadsheet and a balance sheet can understand it.
You want me to make it simple?
As simple as possible.
All right. Think of SEO as like the art of making your website show up when someone searches for something.
Okay. So like when they're on Google.
Yeah. So let's say someone goes to Google and they type in like accounting services or tax preparation in their city. SEO is what makes your website show up in those search results.
So it's like speaking Google's language.
Exactly. It's about figuring out what words people are using to search for what you offer.
Okay, so if I'm an accounting firm in, let's say, Miami, I want to make sure that I pop up when someone searches Best Accounting Firm Miami.
Exactly. You want to be right where your ideal clients are looking, right?
And that means optimizing your Google My Business profile, getting links from other websites, and all that good stuff.
So don't underestimate the power of local SEO. I guess most people are searching for services within their own city or their region.
Most people do, yeah.
And, you know, while we're talking about reaching the right people, we have to talk about LinkedIn, right?
Yeah.
Because I see it over and over in all the research.
Oh, yeah. LinkedIn is key for B2B.
And it's especially true in a field like accounting. But it's not just about setting up your profile and then calling it a day, right?
Oh, no.
What do people need to actually be doing on LinkedIn to make it work for them?
LinkedIn is all about strategic networking, right?
Okay.
It's about connecting with those decision makers, like the CFOs, the controllers, the finance directors. It's like a virtual networking event, right?
Yeah.
But you don't have to worry about spilling coffee on your suit.
That's a good thing. Yeah.
Yeah. You need to be joining relevant groups, sharing interesting articles, commenting on industry discussions.
Okay, so it's not about just like blasting your sales pitch. It's about actually engaging and building relationships.
Exactly. You want to become a familiar face, a trusted voice.
Yeah.
Become that go-to expert that people come to for advice.
All right. And now, email marketing. It seems like email sometimes gets a bad rap. People think it's like old-fashioned.
Yeah.
But the research suggests it's still a really important tool. What's the key to making email work in, you know, in today's world?
So with email, it's all about making sure that you're targeting the right people, right? And you're giving them something valuable. We call those lead magnets.
Oh, yeah. What kind of lead magnets work for accounting firms?
Think like free demos, guides to new tax laws, checklists for avoiding common accounting mistakes. It has to be something irresistible, you know?
Right, like something people actually want.
Yeah. And then once you've got their email, that's when you start nurturing that relationship.
And keep them engaged?
Yeah, with personalized content. And don't forget about automation. You can set up these email sequences that will send the right message at the right time.
So it's like having a virtual assistant working for you 24/7 to keep those prospects warm.
Exactly. Always working in the background.
Speaking of moving things along, what about paid advertising? A lot of people hear that and they think, that's expensive, but it doesn't have to be, right?
No. Paid advertising, it's really about getting visibility, right? You're paying to get your message in front of the right people.
So how can our listener use that for lead generation, specifically for an accounting firm?
So there's different platforms, right? There's Google Ads, there's LinkedIn Ads.
Okay, so if, let's say, I'm an accounting firm that specializes in helping tech startups. Can I create ads that only target, I don't know, CFOs in that industry?
You can.
Wow.
And it's really effective because you're using those high intent keywords that we were talking about earlier, right? You're reaching people who are already looking for what you offer.
So what about retargeting? Isn't that a little creepy?
Retargeting, some people are, you know, they're hesitant to do it because they think it's a little Big Brother-ish.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
But really think of it like this. Someone visits your website, they look at your services, and then they leave.
Okay.
Retargeting is just gently reminding them that you exist.
It's like a little nudge.
It's like a friendly, hey, remember me. It keeps you top of mind, you know?
So you're not like stalking them across the internet?
No, not at all.
You're just offering a helpful reminder.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Now, before we get into the specific tools that can help with all this, there's one really important strategy we have to talk about, and that's referrals.
Oh, yeah. Referrals. People always say word of mouth is the best marketing. But is that really true for something like accounting?
Especially in a field like accounting, where trust is so important.
Yeah.
When a client recommends you, that's gold. It's more valuable than any ad campaign.
So how do accounting firms get more referrals?
Well, you can do things like offer discounts, you know, for people who refer their friends.
Oh.
You can partner up with businesses that offer like complimentary services, you know, maybe like a law firm or a financial advisor.
Yeah.
And of course, you've got to just be active in the community.
Like you've got this whole army of people spreading the word about your firm.
That's the goal.
I love it. All right. So we've talked about a lot of different strategies. I feel like our listeners' head must be spinning with all this information.
I know, right? It's a lot.
But luckily, there are a lot of tools that can help streamline all this.
Tons of tools.
You can manage contacts, automate tasks, track your results.
It can make it a lot less overwhelming.
So for CRMs, I'm seeing a lot of HubSpot, Salesforce, Zoho.
Yeah.
Can you give our listener like a quick rundown of their strengths and who they might be best suited for?
Sure. HubSpot's great if you want something user-friendly. It's got good marketing automation features. Salesforce, that's the big guy, right?
Right.
It's perfect for companies that have like really complex sales processes. And then Zoho. Zoho is a good option if you're on a budget. It's a little more affordable.
So it sounds like there's an option for everyone.
Yeah.
Every budget.
There really is.
Every level of tech savviness.
Absolutely. And the same goes for SEO and content tools.
Mm.
RS and SEMrush are really popular for things like keyword research and competitor analysis. And then Grammarly, you know?
Yeah.
Grammarly is a lifesaver, especially if writing isn't your strong suit.
I use it all the time.
Right. It's great for making sure your writing is clear, concise, and error-free.
And what about tools for like email and outreach?
Oh, there are some great ones out there.
Are there any that really stand out?
MailChimp, Campaign Monitor, Constant Contact. Those are all great options for like building your email list,
right,
sending out those beautiful email campaigns,
yeah,
and tracking your results.
It's all about finding what fits your needs and your budget.
Exactly.
Now, I know some accounting firms might be a little hesitant to invest in all these different tools, especially if they're just starting out.
Sure.
What would you say to convince them that these tools are actually worth the investment?
The biggest mistake people make is thinking of these tools as an expense.
Oh.
They're not an expense, they're an investment.
An investment.
Think of it this way. These tools free up your time so you can focus on what you do best, right?
Providing great accounting services.
Exactly. And in the long run, that's going to be much more valuable.
So it's about working smarter.
Working smarter, yeah.
Not harder. And leveraging technology to make your life easier. All right. So it feels like we've covered a lot of ground already.
We've just scratched the surface.
This is just the tip of the iceberg.
Absolutely.
We've got a lot more to dive into.
We do.
Okay, so we've covered some really solid strategies and tools that I think can be super helpful for our listeners. But I kind of want to take things to the next level, you know? Like, what about some of those more advanced techniques? You mentioned ABM in your notes.
Account-based marketing.
Yeah.
What is that all about?
ABM is like flipping the script on how we normally think about lead generation.
Mm.
Instead of casting like this wide net, you know, trying to catch as many leads as possible.
Right.
With ABM, you're laser focused on attracting very specific high value accounts. So it's like going after your dream clients, but with this like super personalized game plan.
That's a great way to put it. Imagine tailoring everything, your whole marketing strategy, to appeal to just a handful of really awesome companies.
Okay, so how does that actually work? Like, how does ABM work in practice, especially in like B2B accounting?
Let's say that your firm specializes in helping, I don't know, SaaS companies with those really complicated tax regulations.
Right.
You could use tools like LinkedIn Sales Navigator and Crunchbase to identify those like really high growth SaaS companies in your area, the ones that are doing really well.
Okay.
And then you create this whole targeted campaign just for them.
Gotcha.
You could showcase case studies from other SaaS companies that you've helped. You could even host a webinar that's all about the specific tax challenges that those SaaS companies face.
So it's kind of like creating a VIP experience for those top tier prospects.
Exactly. And it's not just about the content ABM. It's like this multi-touch approach.
What do you mean?
You're engaging with them on LinkedIn. You're following up with personalized emails. You could even send a direct mail piece. You're really building a relationship with them, not just like blasting them with random messages.
So you're really going above and beyond to get their attention.
You are, but the payoff is huge.
Okay, so ABM, definitely something to consider.
It is.
But what about like the role of AI
yeah.
in all this? I feel like that's the buzzword that's like yeah. everywhere right now.
It really is. But it's more than just a buzzword. AI, it's like changing the game. Like imagine having this system that can analyze tons of data to find those high intent leads, you know?
Yep.
And it can automate your responses so they're personalized to each person. And get this, it can even predict which prospects are most likely to convert.
So you're saying it's like this magic crystal ball that tells you who to focus on.
Well, not magic, but pretty close.
Okay, so how do I get one of these AI systems?
Well, there are a lot of different AI tools out there, you know, and they each kind of have their own specialty. There's ChatGPT, which can help you create content and automate your emails.
Okay.
There's Clearbit, which can give you all sorts of information about your prospects, you know, like what industry they're in, how big their company is, and that really helps you personalize your outreach.
Okay.
Then there's Leadfeeder.
What's that one do?
Leadfeeder, it actually tracks who's visiting your website.
Oh, wow.
So even if somebody doesn't fill out a form, you can still see that they were there and what they were looking at.
Okay.
And then you can use that information to, you know, maybe reach out to them.
So it's kind of like having a secret shopper on your website.
It is. It is. And then there's Drift, which uses AI to create those, like, chat bots, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. The little things that pop up on websites.
Exactly. So those can, like, engage with your visitors. They can answer their questions. They can even schedule appointments.
So you're saying AI can basically handle all this for you?
Well, not exactly, you know. The key is to use AI strategically. It's an extension of your team, not a replacement for your team.
So it's like having an extra set of hands, but you still need the brains to tell those hands what to do.
Exactly. One good example is using AI for, like, lead scoring.
Okay.
Lead scoring basically analyzes all sorts of data points, like someone's job title, company size, how often they visit your website, and it uses that information to predict how likely that person is to become a client.
So then you can prioritize those leads, the ones that are most likely to convert.
Right. No more wasting time chasing those dead-end leads.
Now, what about, like, the ethical side of all this?
Yeah, good point.
There's a lot of talk about, you know, potential biases in AI and the need to use it responsibly.
Absolutely. AI is powerful, right? It's important to use it ethically and responsibly. Be transparent about how you're using it.
Okay.
Make sure your data is accurate.
Right.
And constantly be monitoring those systems to make sure that they're working the way you want them to.
So it's kind of like any powerful tool, you know? It could be used for good or bad.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You got to be mindful of its potential impact. Now, since we already talked about how important LinkedIn is, let's talk about how we can use AI to, like, supercharge our LinkedIn strategy.
You're talking about LinkedIn automation?
Yeah.
LinkedIn Sales Navigator, that's a game changer.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
You can filter by industry, company size, job title. You can really zero in on those, like, perfect prospects, you know?
Okay.
The ones that really fit your ideal client profile. And then you've got tools like Expandy, Duck Soup, Phantom Buster. These can help you automate those, like, connection requests and messages.
Wait, hold on. You said automate. I thought automation on LinkedIn was, like, a big no-no.
It can be. You got to be careful.
Okay.
The key is to use automation strategically. You don't want to be spamming people with, like, generic messages. You want to use automation to enhance your efforts, not replace the human element.
Got it.
Think of it this way. Let automation handle those repetitive tasks, you know, and that frees you up to actually, like, build those relationships. So it's about making our outreach more efficient and personalized, not just, like, blasting everyone with the same message.
Exactly. And always remember, automation is just one piece of the puzzle, right?
Okay.
Your content strategy on LinkedIn, that's still super important.
Yeah.
Sharing those insights, discussing industry trends, offering, like, practical tips, that's how you position yourself as a thought leader. And that's what attracts those high-value prospects.
Right. So it's like, we're building this bridge with AI, but we're still the ones driving across it to make those connections.
I like that analogy.
Now, I'm curious about those hyper-personalized email sequences you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give our listeners some specific examples? Like, what does that look like?
Okay, so imagine you're targeting CFOs in the manufacturing industry, right?
Right.
Your first email, maybe it highlights a recent case study where you helped a similar company, like, optimize their tax strategy.
Okay.
And save, you know, a ton of money. You're grabbing their attention with something relevant to them.
Mm. Right, right. So you're not just sending them, like, a generic sales pitch.
No, no, no. The second email could delve deeper into a specific challenge that a lot of those manufacturing CFOs face. Maybe something like supply chain disruptions or, like, rising material costs. And you could offer some insights or potential solutions.
I see.
The third email, you could introduce, like, a limited time offer for a free financial consultation, right?
Oh.
And then finally, you might send a last chance email that reminds them of the value you offer and creates a sense of urgency.
So it's like this carefully choreographed dance where each email is guiding them a little bit closer to, like, becoming a client.
I like that. A choreographed dance. It is. And personalization is key. You can use data to your advantage, you know?
Yeah, so.
Like tools like Clearbit. Clearbit can tell you so much about your prospects, which lets you really tailor your messages to their needs.
It's like you're reading their minds, but in a good way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, let's circle back to lead magnets for a moment. What kind of fresh ideas do we have for accounting firms?
Yeah. What else can we offer besides, like, ebooks and webinars?
Think about the things that keep your ideal clients up at night. What are their biggest pain points?
Okay.
Maybe it's something like an ebook on the ultimate guide to tax savings for e-commerce businesses, or, you know, navigating the complexities of international tax law, something like that.
Okay.
Webinars are always popular, especially if you can offer like continuing education credits, you know, for CPAs and stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Checklists, like 10 common accounting mistakes that cost businesses money, or preparing for your next IRS audit, a step-by-step guide. You know, those are practical things people can use. And don't forget about calculators or tools, you know, things that can help businesses estimate their tax liability or assess their financial health.
Those are great ideas.
Right.
And then we can promote those lead magnets all over the place, right? On LinkedIn, in our emails, on our website.
Exactly. Make them easy to find, easy to access, make them irresistible.
All right. So we've covered ABM. We've talked about AI, LinkedIn automation, all these super personalized email sequences. I feel like this whole new world of lead generation is opening up for our listeners.
It really is. And you know what? I've got one final point I want to leave everyone with. And it's like the most important thing of all.
All right. I'm intrigued. What's this crucial point we haven't talked about yet?
It's something that can get lost sometimes when you start talking about AI and automation and all these like fancy tactics.
Right.
At the end of the day, the most powerful element in B2B lead generation, especially for accounting, is the human connection.
You're saying even in this digital age, it's still all about people connecting with people.
It really is. I mean, technology is great. It can amplify our efforts, but it can never replace those genuine relationships. Those are what build trust and loyalty.
I see what you're saying.
Think about it. People don't do business with companies. They do business with people they like, people they trust, people they respect.
So it's like we can use all this technology to build bridges, but ultimately it's the human touch that gets people to cross over.
Exactly. So how do we make sure we're cultivating that human connection even when so much of our interaction happens online?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question. How do we do that?
I think it starts with being authentic. Being genuinely interested in helping people.
Okay.
When you're reaching out to a potential client, don't just focus on selling your services. Ask them questions, listen to their challenges, really listen, and then offer solutions that actually align with their needs.
So it's less about like a transactional mindset and more about building a relationship.
Exactly. And that can make all the difference. Think of it this way. Instead of seeing these potential clients as just leads to capture, see them as individuals you can help. Individuals you can help succeed.
That's a great way to look at it. So if we were to kind of sum up all the amazing things that we've talked about today, what are some of the key takeaways for our listeners?
So number one, remember that B2B lead generation, especially for accounting, it's not about finding like this one magic bullet. It's about building a system.
Right.
A system that works for you and your ideal client.
So it's finding the right mix of strategy, technology, and that human touch.
That's it. You want to attract those leads with valuable content and, you know, targeted outreach. Nurture them with personalized communication and, you know, we talked about some automation. And then convert them by really building those relationships and showing them that you're the expert.
And of course, don't forget those referrals.
Oh, yeah. Happy clients are the best marketing you can get.
Now, to leave our listeners with something to think about, knowing all that we've talked about today with AI, personalization, building those human connections.
Mm-hmm.
What's one creative way that you can use all these tools to reach your ideal clients?
That's a great question. There's no right or wrong answer here. It's all about finding what works for you, finding your unique voice.
It's about standing out in a crowded marketplace.
Yeah.
Well, I think we've given our listeners a lot to think about today.
We definitely have.
But remember, if you're consistent, if you're using data to guide your decisions, and you're genuinely passionate about helping people, you're going to be successful.
No doubt about it.
Awesome. Well, that's a wrap for our deep dive into B2B accounting lead generation. Thanks for joining us, everyone.
Thanks for having me. It's been fun.
And we'll see you next time for another deep dive into the world of knowledge. Until then, keep learning, keep growing, and keep diving deep.